right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And of course, we have our hot rod and happy couple that are here and in person. And I'm so glad to have them in my life. And I'm so glad they're alive currently.
Oh.
Smitty and Breezy.
What's happening, y'all?
Hey, y'all.
It's like Wicked and Birds. You're talking for her now. She's sitting here with her head on the table. Bless her heart. It is so, like, we need to tie a string to her. Like, hey.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, me. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on in Pueblo? This state is on this list far too many times. Pueblo, Colorado.
Pueblo?
A lot of cars getting stolen in Colorado.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked by it, too. But it's, like, in the top 10, it's, like, 3.
You think in Colorado, the only thing that would be, like, getting robbed is, like, the pizza truck or something.
Timberlands and jackets.
Exactly. It's snowing, man. It's too cold to steal cars, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if it's already been running, if they warmed it up.
Yeah, that's why they're stealing it, because it's too cold to be walking.
So, we're talking about stolen cars because, I mean, it really is a big problem. And we're starting to see more and more of it at events. And they're still in, like, hot rods and specialty cars. And, you know, I got a funny one. We're talking about the mini truck shows. And the professor was like, it's funny. I've never heard about a mini truck being stolen. Well, they want something to get away with. You don't want – the key is not to be working on it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is true.
You know what I mean? Be like,
to not have to,
if you know all the things you got to do to start that thing, there's no way. Nah.
You got to be in dress code anyway.
Exactly.
You can't even walk the streets without being in dress code.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing. I stick out like a turd in a punch bowl at many gnats, you know, because, one, I don't wear cargo shorts. And, two, I wear a shop shirt, but it's not a 6XL shop shirt. because... And then the professor walks up and be like, man, that sucks, your PO came with you.
I think I was wearing a polo shirt.
Why did you have to bring the heat? Man, that sucks, dude. I just got a call in. You're telling me he's like a chaperone? Yeah, he goes with me everywhere. Yeah.
My ankle monitor hadn't come in yet.
People recognize Rob. They come up, and they think I'm, like, his manager or something.
You're like, man, you're being audited? No, it's the professor. He's cool.
He's cool, that, too, yeah.
He's that quiet guy with the collar.
Oh, I love it, though. Because you're all business, though. I mean, you're the professor. Like, you walk in, you got a suit tie on. You're that guy.
Not at shows, man.
But you're that guy, though. You're sophisticated. No matter what, you can just look at you and tell you're a man. You can tell you have a library of leather-bound books in your house by looking at you.
I most certainly do not. I've got the internet.
You have a library that's made with rich mahogany. And leather-bound books.
Richard said, my tablet's got a leather cover on it.
That is true.
He said, I have a leather office chair in front of my computer.
That is also true.
Oh, I love it. But anyway, we're talking about stolen cars because that's getting to be a huge, huge problem. I mean, these cars are getting stolen, but where are they going? You know, we see new cars getting stolen and all that stuff, and there's so many security devices now. You know, you got, you know, passive, you know, what, theft deterrent systems and things like that in all your new cars. And OnStar, they could track you down.
Yeah.
Shut the car down going down the road. Could you imagine the feeling? You just stole a new Corvette. This is OnStar. Crap.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting out here.
And we're shutting the car off and locking the doors. That's definitely one of them OS moments, if you catch my drift. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that one's just...
Here's the problem, though, is crime keeps up with technology.
That's what I was getting ready to say. I mean, it's going to be...
They told me when I bought my Cadillac, they were like, this car cannot be stolen. And I was like, well, what I was going to say, I can't say. But I was like, I doubt that's correct. Crime keeps up with technology.
Yeah,
anything,
I mean, the internet,
that you do,
dude,
to secure something, they're working just as hard to unsecure it.
Well, and I mean, I understand that, but... I mean, technology has come a long way.
Yeah.
You remember we had Viper security alarms.
Yeah. You are too close.
Those things, I don't think it was a theft deterrent. I think it was an annoyance more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, just move on.
That noise it made. It wasn't like an alarm. It was like a rear, 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 rear.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounded like
ear piercing.
And then it was like, step back.
I don't want this
car. Protected by Viper.
you were too close.
And then you would take and hit the button.
Yeah.
And it was like that weird beep, beep. My voice is too deep to make that sound, but you know what I'm saying. Vince, you ain't went through puberty yet. Try it. Anyway, it's like a, it was just like, and those things went off like the wind changes direction and the alarm goes off.
Yeah.
It was like uber sensitive, but you could open the door and it wouldn't go off. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You're fighting it all night long.
Oh, yeah, let me set my alarm. Beep, beep. Douchebag. That's like instantly when I said it. And I hate that guy. Oh, I got to say this. Don't be the guy at the damn car show with your alarm on your car.
Oh, my God, dude.
I want to beat you. So I just want to beat my head against the asphalt. You're sitting at a car show. People are walking around your car. Beep, 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 beep. Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't bring it to a car show.
I mean, I know we're talking about cars being stolen at car shows, but come on, really?
Well, they didn't get stolen from the show. They got stolen from the parking lot of the hotel.
Point. But, you know, I mean, like, beer, beer, beer.
No one's going to steal anything from your car at a car show.
You know, and I mean, I'm sure it's happened, but I'll be honest with you, that's just a chance I would have to take.
Most people know the risk they take if they get caught trying to do that. That's going to be a bad day for you.
So, Richie, what you trying to say? Do you say we rough people up at car shows?
I think if we caught somebody stealing from somebody's car, yeah, I'd say it could happen.
He said, I'm just saying. I like it when he rubs his chin and tells me, I think it could happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like important.
Don't let the suit fool you. I mean, he's gangster.
I got his back either way.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, just saying. Rixie's alive. She raised her arm. Bless her heart. It's a miracle. Hallelujah.
And it's just like an Import Alliance. What was it, Breezy? Wasn't it like 50 cars?
80, I think.
50 to 80 cars got stolen out of the parking lot.
That's insane.
While Import
That's
Alliance.
Like a mob hit.
That's
a terrorist attack on a parking lot. You steal 50 to 80 cars? That's a lot. That's some damn going in 60 seconds stuff.
And I mean, that's out of the parking lot.
That's Memphis Reigns is there.
That's also someone looking the other way.
Yes, there's a lot of that. Well, people got paid off for that.
Yeah, they had to have been, because that's rollback after rollback after rollback, obviously. I mean, you ain't hotwiring that many cars in a day.
No, or a night or whatever. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's another thing. I mean, like theft deterrents that they have out now. Like, you know, like alarms were huge in the 90s. But, you know, like they had the club, and Richard mentioned it earlier. How gimmicky. Hang on.
Yeah, click.
All the club accomplished is it might make a thief go like, eh, damn it. And then move to another car.
Maybe. And that's another thing. I mean, like, and then you got to carry this thing around in the car. Like, let me lock it.
I like the picture on Facebook. Have y'all seen that where they put the club up against from the gear shifter to the emergency brake? Lock it that way. That's pretty funny.
I saw one on there, a meme on there, and it said this vehicle has two security devices. It was a 5-speed car with a club on it. Yeah. That's it. That's all you want to do. You don't want to get your car stolen? Learn to drive a manual.
Yeah.
Nobody knows how to do it.
Not anymore.
I'm telling you. Either that or put like a thing in there where you have to like sign your name in cursive for it to start.
That would get them. Selectors in it. Put everything in cursive.
Oh, Lord. I can't read this.
I don't want this car.
This is crazy.
What is fuel?
Oh, man. Is that an L or is that like a big O? I don't know. A tall, thin O. I don't get it. But. You know, I mean, and that's the thing, like security and new cars have stepped up, but what are things we can do to secure our collector cars and our hot rods and things like that, our older cars, and not a Viper alarm? That's not the way to do it. I think that's what we need to talk about next segment. I really feel right here in the pump station, that's what we need to talk about, is ways you can protect your ride. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more hot rods and happy hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, we got our hot rod and happy couple. So, all right, I got to ask you this, Smitty and Breezy. Hopefully you got the strength to answer this. If not, from the facial expression, I'm going no. But, so like, let's say something happened to you and you went on towards the light. running to it. Would you want Smitty to get remarried?
Smitty's got a plan from way back.
See, this is what I love.
If I'm not dead by 62, I think, he's going to kill me. But he doesn't realize that I'm already gone girl him. So we're good. But yeah, he can do whatever he wants to after I'm dead. I'm haunting him anyway.
Yeah, we can call a priest, Smitty. They can, like, exterminate her out. You know, well,
see, she just messed me up. She just messed up my whole plan. She put it on the radio, on air, recorded, everything. Now it's premeditation.
Ain't nobody listening anyway. We're good.
I'm done.
So this is the thing that's funny with that, because I actually asked my first and second wife this. And, you know, my first wife was like, of course I would want you to be happy. My second wife's like, no. I'm like, listen. Little did you know, but
you just don't know. I got three lined up already.
I'm running interviews currently.
I've got number three on the book.
Yeah, really. Like, I just seen my attorney, and I've got a date for next week. Are you packing yet? You know, just saying. I got one on the hook, but that's horrible. That's horrible. I'm just joking. It was a couple weeks. Anyway, and then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst, and he's single, ladies, Richard Hoskins.
All right.
Radio's like the new Tinder now.
I don't want to talk about Tinder.
swipe right for Richie.
This one actually does shock me. Shout out to Salt Lake City, Utah.
What?
It's on the list. I didn't.
Isn't that where Carl Malone's from? That's the mailman.
The mailman. Hey, you got to get the mail there somehow.
I'm telling you.
I thought they had, like, buggies and stuff there.
I don't think it's like that.
I've never been.
Me either, but you know what I'm saying? I flew over it.
I mean, yeah, you can still buggy pretty easy, but a Cutlass, I don't think the Amish.
What was your fascination with stealing yeah. Cutlasses? Cutlass every reference to a stolen car was a Cutlass, man.
It takes 15 seconds to steal a Cutlass. You need a screwdriver and a hammer, and you're gone. It's true.
They interviewed Jesse James, and he was talking about this thing. He was talking about stealing cars when he was like a teenager.
Yeah.
And he said, dude, the steering columns in these G-body cars were made out of the same stuff they make Hot Wheels cars out of, like that die-cast metal. He said it was like fake metal. He said, you take a screwdriver, he just chipped away. And I'm like, that's Jesse James. He has action figures, and he's talking about stealing cars.
His name is Jesse James.
This is true.
He's a direct descendant of the Jesse James. Yeah, very far down the line.
I think the real Jesse James could steal a Cutlass a lot quicker.
I'm just saying. He robbed a bank, too, is what I hear. I don't know.
I heard he's pretty good at shooting.
Yeah, yeah. So he's pretty good with his sidearm to catch him drift. Speaking of being good with your sidearm, that's one way to protect your ride.
That's a very good
way. You can like an armed guard.
Yeah. But I ain't standing out there by my car all night long. I'm sorry.
I mean, I've been there before.
Just get a scope.
What's a good way to protect your vehicle? And me and Richard was talking about kill switches. And the most important thing about your kill switch is to put it in an inconspicuous place.
Yeah, don't put it under your dash.
I like to mount it on my center console.
with a big red arrow that says kill switch.
Kill switch.
You know, but I mean, that's the thing. And that slows them down. You know, a kill switch basically kills the power you know, from the battery, basically, to the car.
Especially if it's where other vehicles are, your goal is to make them say, let's move on.
Right.
Well, steer your car, they're gonna steer.
This is the only problem with the kill switch method, is you got a lot of these guys stealing these cars, like, you know, like they had the Dream Cruise up in Michigan, and they were stealing cars. They were stealing the trailer, the car, the whole shooting match. They weren't even getting them out of the trailers yet. They stole the truck, the trailer, and the car. And they would find a truck and trailer a few days later.
Yeah.
If you can, keep your truck hooked up. Don't drop your trailer and then move your truck.
Well, I mean, now they're stealing the truck, too, though. I mean, they steal everything.
Again, you can't stop.
Can I put a club on my trailer?
Yeah, you could... You can take all the lug nuts off the
wheel. I tell you what tickles me. I was actually up in Tennessee, and this was cute. A guy had like a bicycle chain in between his wheels, like yeah. running between the wheels. Like, that's going to slow them down.
The chain's going
to
break.
I mean, literally, you could hook to the trailer, roll 3 feet, and the chain's going to fall off.
Yeah, two good jerks, and she's over.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, you might as well tie a rope around it. You know what I mean? It's the same idea. The rope would probably hold up better.
Write a sweet note, please don't steal me on the window.
At least you can use the rope after it's done.
You know, but I used to... This is what you save your bicycle chain for your bicycle. Everybody used to joke with me all the time about it. You know, like we'd go to an event or something like that, and I'm the world's worst. I'll back my car trailer, and I've always, you know, try to keep a nice car trailer. And I'll back it in. I'll never put a lock on it or anything. And the guy beside me, like, he'll be chaining his wheels down and putting a coupler lock on the hitch part of it and all this stuff on the tongue of the trailer. And like, where's your lock at? I'm like, I don't want one. Nobody will touch it. Because it's a bait. Nope. They will steal the one with the lock on it beside it.
Yeah.
That's how I roll.
It's a good point. It's a good strategy.
You know what I mean? Just say it. Like, it's got a rep. Mm-mm.
Just leave the door open.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
The bad part about the kill switch, I don't want to do that because then my stereo is going to be all whacked out.
That's true. I'm going to lose my presets.
Exactly.
I mean,
I might have to get me an auxiliary battery just to keep my stereo.
Don't you need an auxiliary battery for your stereo anyway?
No.
Really?
I got one battery. It runs air compressors, system.
That's a hell of a battery.
The whole truck.
Dang.
You know, that's something, you know, it's exactly. He said, I only got one battery, but I got three alternators.
Alternators for a space shuttle.
Yeah. I got 10,000 amp.
Sorry, I was receiving a tweet. Anyway, but you know, so yeah, I'm with you on the kill switch. It kills your presets. Of course, in your old cars, when you got AM radio, presets really ain't that big of a deal anymore. But
because it doesn't have them.
Exactly. You're not. If there is an AM radio station in your town, odds are it's not going to be that great.
Every morning, I have to switch my radio from satellite to 106.3, which is what I listen to in the morning. And it takes two steps. You got to hit radio, and it defaults to 1260 AM, and there is sound in speaking. It is not in English, and it doesn't come in very well.
You know, that's the thing about AM radio. Like, AM radio goes out way, like, on a clear, like, weather plays a big role in it, but, like, yeah. You can go out for, like, hundreds of miles. It's really insane. Yeah.
I ain't never messed with it.
Yeah, well, I tried to... From the way you talk, you can tell you ain't listened to much Christian radio in your life. I'm just throwing that out there. Just saying. Can I get amen? Anyway. All right, guys, stay tuned. We're talking about stolen cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Of course, in the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Happy couple. Well, one is still living. Smitty and Breezy.
What's happening, y'all?
Hey guys,
that's my
breezy. It's like, damn, my voice is too deep. I can't do. Hey guys, I can't even do that. I would be the worst drag queen ever. Could you imagine me walking up? Sup?
Cigarette.
What you looking at? Good looking.
That's Marietta.
Hey, handsome. You hang out in Spartanburg.
Oh, that
awesome
you got there, boy.
Oh, is that a gold tooth? Anyway, of course, we have Hot Rod. Oh, Lord. If you could only see what happens in between on commercial breaks. If you could only hear. I'm telling you.
We're going to figure out a way.
Showtime is going to be the only way. But, and I'm pretty sure they're going to put us on after midnight. Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst slash financial, got me all messed up. Financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard W. Hoskins III.
What is going on? This one hurts me the most. Home of Buddy Holly, Lubbock, Texas.
What?
On the top 10 list of most stolen cars.
You're telling me.
Lubbock, Texas. Buddy Holly.
Piggy.
Man.
My Piggy Sue. That's a good song. Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly.
I ain't talking about that dumb Weezer song either. I hated that song. I've never been the biggest Weezer fan anyway, but I don't think I wore enough tie-dye in the 90s to like Weezer.
There's certainly no back.
No.
That's where it's at.
From the dead, she came up with a good one.
For a back reference.
I love it. Oh, I love it.
Happy friendiversary.
Happy friendiversary, Richie.
That's so cute on Facebook.
She made a back reference on our friendiversary.
On our friendiversary. I'll remember it forever. All right, so we're talking about all these stolen cars. And, I mean, this is really getting to be a big problem. Not in just Lubbock, either. I'm talking about everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're stealing collector cars now. So, I mean, so we're talking about theft deterrent devices. We're talking about kill switches.
Well, you know, being the mini trucker that I am, save your door handles.
If you ain't got a door handle, you can't get in.
I mean, you might lose a window, but, I mean, that's loud.
Well, you know what, though? I got another theft deterrent that the mini trucker guys have naturally. They're aired out.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So you got to let air compressor build up. Don't mind me.
You got to know how to do it.
Exactly. You got to know how to do it.
I could do it, truck, dude.
And 90% of trucks like that are on pressure switches. So they really ain't got an on-off toggle switch. I do, but... You know, most people ain't got those. And, like, before I put the seven switch box in my truck, my switches were completely out of sight. Like, if you didn't know where they were at, then you'd probably never find them.
And if you're laying rocker, you're not going to.
Exactly. I mean, I don't worry about my wheels. I don't worry about.
Well, you couldn't worry about. Well, you got to think of the wheels tucked in the fender wells.
Yeah.
You can't get a jack under. You ain't going to get it on a rollback. Yeah. It's actually like the you can't steal it.
Bag it. That's how you.
Bag it.
That's how you keep your car.
They're not just for groceries anymore.
Bag your car.
Hey, my truck broke down at Walmart one time. This one I had the Ranger, the bodied Ranger. I told that Walmart guy, I was like, "Look, man," I said, "I'm gonna have to leave my truck here for the weekend, dude. I'm headed out of town." Well, I mean, you really can't do that. I said, "Look, dude, my entire truck is laying on the ground." I said, "If it could be towed, I would tow it. You ain't going to tow it."
You don't understand.
It's staying there. It has made its mind up.
It's become one with the pavement.
Exactly. You're just being nice and letting them know.
Exactly. I told them, well, man, you know, I ain't hold y'all responsible for it. Ain't nothing going to happen to it. But you ain't going to move it either.
It has no door handles and it is sitting on the ground. Yeah, you're not.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, this is.
That's better than the bicycle chain.
Exactly.
By a little.
Just a little bit.
A little.
So that's a good one, though. That's a good way. It's a good theft deterrent. So would you ever put an aftermarket alarm system on your car, Professor?
No, I've taken a few off.
Really?
Steal it. My cars are insured. I can't. Man, that is the most annoying damn thing.
I think that's the number one thing. Good insurance.
That's what I was going to
say. That's the no-brainer at the end of the day. You know what? It's peace of mind.
Yeah,
you can enjoy your car because I mean, there's nothing worse, and I've done it. We've all done it. You rode around a car that ain't got good insurance on it or no insurance on it, and you know what I'm saying? You're a nervous wreck the entire time, and you can ask Smitty, you can ask Professor, you can ask anybody that rode with me, especially Smitty's son.
Little Smitty.
I ain't scared to cut one loose if I need to, and you know, and I mean, I drive it like I stole it, and that's the thing. Like, that's the beauty of it, is when you got good insurance on it, you're not worried about that so much because you know what I mean. You can actually enjoy your car.
Yeah.
You know, you're not a nervous wreck leaving it at a restaurant, mm-hmm. or you don't want to drive it to a crowded mall and leave the keys in the switch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I used to be the world's worst. When I had my drop-top Vet, which I never put the top up on. I always kept the top down because, well, it's a drop-top Vet. And it sat in the garage, and I would drive it to the mall. Now, keep in mind, this was like 20 years ago. Like, now, if I did that to the mall now, like, they would probably follow me around, like security guards and stuff. You know, be creeping people out. But back in the day, you know, when I had my red Vet, and like I would get out of my car and I would be walking through the mall, walking all over the mall, and realize I just left the keys in the switch. I used to be, because I always left them in the switch in the garage.
Yeah.
And like I mean, and this is sitting in the mall parking lot, you know, cars, hundreds of cars around it, this bright red Corvette convertible on 20s. flared out sitting there, and I would have the keys sitting on a switch. And the funniest thing ever is I had a SoCal Speed Shop keychain. It was an oval stainless, probably 2x3, that was polished. So it like reflected when the sun hit it. So it was like, here, look.
It's like in a cartoon where the guy sees right what he wants.
Exactly. Ding. And like, but nobody never stole it. I mean, I had good insurance on it. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was the world's worst. I like, crap. Well, hell, I'm already a Foot Locker, you know, so.
Well, that's that. I mean, if you get a car stolen with the keys in the switch, it's on you.
Well, exactly. That's really not a good thing to be explaining to your insurance company why you left them there, other than you're a moron.
Yeah, you better have a second key.
Yeah, well, it used to be the world's worst.
Say you didn't.
Yeah, I lost it.
Hey, matter of fact, I hope my insurance lady ain't listening, but my truck. I mean, y'all can steal it if you want, because I promise you, I'm going to make money off of it.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you know, it's like what it says. You know, and that's another thing, too. It doesn't cost that much more to put, like, an agreed value plan or a show car plan on it or something like that because of that. Because, I mean, you know, most of the time, you know, they don't cover all your modifications, your wheels, your tires, your custom paint, you know, whatever, your boom, boom stereos.
Yeah, you got to have receipts.
Agreed value is the way to go.
Agreed value is the only way.
It's cheap. You're not putting a lot of miles on these cars. Put agreed value, antique insurance on it. I was so scared when I insured the Z. They're like, oh, you can only drive 1,500 miles a year. And I was like, oh, there's no way. I didn't put 1,500 miles a year on that car.
Exactly.
You don't drive your collector cars that much.
Well, you don't drive them that much. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's not like they're watching everything you do. I mean,
well,
it's not like.
My odometer didn't work, so it really didn't matter.
1,500, 15,000, one of those, you know. I drove cross country three times last year, you know.
I haven't been able to keep it running long enough to find out.
If it ran 1,500 miles consecutively, I would be excited. But you're not. But yeah, and that's the big thing. I think is the ultimate defense is to have good insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, really and truthfully, you know, just like, you know, like Richard was saying earlier, you know, the criminals get smarter. You know, I mean, all the theft deterrents in the world, all the Viper alarms and clubs and kill switches and everything, if they want it, they're going to get it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And I think that's why the collector cars are getting stolen now is because they're easy.
Yeah, they are. They are an easy hit. And I'll be honest with you, there's not these numbers, tracking devices and things like that. And I'll be honest with you, bang for the buck.
Yeah, I mean,
and the thing is now, you know, you got to think of is a lot of your late model cars. The VIN number's on everything.
Yeah.
It's on the little tags on the fenders, body panels, you know, the engine, the computer. Everything pulls up that VIN, and it goes right back to that car where on your 67 Nova, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you'd be lucky to have one number.
Exactly. You know, and you can go to the jockey lot and get you some more, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it gives you some new numbers and some diabetic socks.
I know a place.
I know a guy. He sells them both. And get you a tag while you're there.
Go see my man Jimmy.
Go see my homeboy Jimmy. Oh, my God. Stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What's happening, y'all?
Sorry, Breezy right now is under the weather and she can't speak, and plus she's still got her bag over her head.
So that aren't there.
She's just bless her heart, she looks so I want to touch you, but germs. I can't because I don't want to die. And I see what it did. Smitty, he's dying. You can see he's wilting over there, you can tell. He's dropping like a rock, so we gotta get this segment done before he dies on us. All right. Professor, remind me, new co-host. We need to start interviews on that, probably stat. I'm just saying, because these two right here, yeah, they're not looking good. Anyway. One of them's death and the other one's kind of peaked, you know? So, just saying, it's usually how it goes in pairs.
God.
That's what I read. Anyway, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Raise up South Carolina, we made the list. Shout out to Columbia, South Carolina.
You know what? If I had a car in Columbia, South Carolina that didn't get stolen, I would be worried. I'd be mad.
I figured it'd be Anderson.
A-Town, the Electric City's got to be somewhere on that list.
It's got to be.
A lot of shady stuff goes, and I mean, and everybody listens to Anderson. I ain't talking trash about your town because we have
Murderberg. Might have made it.
No, that's another one, Spartanburg.
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, you can't tell if you're dead. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the point. If I kill you first, you can't report it stolen. That's a good exactly. one. That's a good one. They actually recorded an episode of Cops in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And, like, it was a good one, too. Like, it wasn't like live PD on an off night. No, yeah. no. It was like, there was like 17 murders in one night, you know? Like, yeah. And they're like, we had 23 last weekend, you know? Anyway.
This is a slow night.
It's a little slow tonight. We might even get donuts. So, horrible. But, so we're talking about stolen cars, man. I'm going to tell you something. It's an epidemic right now, especially in the collector car world. Because, and just like you said, Smitty, in the last segment, they're so easy to steal. Yeah. And they're profitable. I mean, these cars are bringing big money. The parts bring big money. Because these, I mean, you know, these cars, and I mean, the thing is, you know, with the trends, you know, the big billet wheels, you see like used wheels on Facebook, what they're bringing on Marketplace and things like that. You see what LS engines are bringing. Yeah. And you know, just all this stuff in general. And these are big money parts, and these things are, you know, there's no serial numbers attached to them or anything. And the next thing you know, they're gone.
Yep.
And they're sold. And it's like that. It's quick cash.
Yeah.
And I mean, the thing is, these cars, I mean, are good for parts. I mean, fenders, because you've always got people building these cars.
Yep.
And that's another thing. And then you got the exporting of it. I mean, there's so many. I mean, really, it's making me rethink my career path, actually, just more I talk about it. But you know, I mean, and that's the thing that's crazy about it. Like, these things, they can be gone so quick. Like, I really want to check my cameras in the shop right now. Because, I mean, the thing about it, I tell you the easiest car still. I got one easier than a G-Body. Old Ford trucks.
Really?
Like 70s Ford trucks.
Easier than a G-Body?
You can steal them with a paperclip.
Yeah.
The lock cylinder, the lock was in the dash, so I don't have a locking column, but it had a little hole at the bottom of the lock cylinder. You take a paper clip and stick in it, the lock cylinder popped out. Literally. You could take it and crank it with a screwdriver.
I think my 66 Mustang might have been like that.
Actually, I think some of the small, the Ford cars were like that, but I remember the Ford trucks.
Yeah,
just like,
it
was just like.
I kind of remember, like.
And if you didn't have a paperclip, the switch was at the bottom of the dash. There's two wires on it.
Yeah.
Put them together.
Put them together.
I mean, like, if you didn't have a paperclip.
Yeah.
You know. You just
didn't come prepared.
It's like, crap, I forgot my paperclip.
Damn it, I forgot my tools.
Oh, man. Oh. But that's the thing now. Like, you know, the new cars are so complicated. But, like, somebody thought that up.
Yeah.
And that was a good idea. And that went in production for years.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, you've got coded keys and, you know, VAT systems and GPS tracking and all this stuff. And even glass. You see glass in new cars? Have the full VIN number on there now. Stencil on.
And they did a stupid etching thing that we used to do at dealerships.
Well, we used to sell it, but now it's like a thing now.
It's part of the car.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, like all your body panels, everything, that's a big business now. Okay. I mean, that's insane. That just blows my mind. But it also goes to show you how bad the problem's got. They've had to do these things.
Yeah, right.
They've had to do.
You're trying to combat something that's progressing as quickly as security is.
It is. I mean, it is. It's probably progressing faster than the illness on Breezy over here. I'm pretty sure she's got like lockjaw night vision at this point.
Heads up, she's looking at her phone. She's doing better.
With WebMD. I'm just saying. She's typing the symptoms in still. She started when the show started. But anyway, no, I mean, I really hope Breezy feels better. It's not the same without Sis here. Like you know what I mean? Like, she's here, but she's here like, well, it's not even spirit because you're kind of like dead to the world. So it's like you're here, but you're not. You know what I mean? It's kind of like an illusion of you. Like a cart, like the Meghan Trainor cardboard stand up. It's like that.
Like a Tupac hologram over here.
Yeah, like well, and I wouldn't touch you to see if you're like a real hologram because of germs. And and then she starts that coughing, gagging thing again. Like, ooh.
I'm not gagging.
It's like, ew.
It's a dry.
Ow. Oh, no, I really do. Like, I want to hose you down with orange juice right now so bad and Lysol. and Lysol. Lots of Lysol. Lots of Lysol. Yeah, that stuff will kill anything.
Don't do that.
What, Lysol?
Yeah.
It may finish her off. I don't know.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I may take a Lysol bath when I get to the house. Just, you know, just for good measure.
Just preemptive.
Yeah, you know, just saying. drink a couple gallons of orange juice, you know. Start taking some cold Advils, things of that nature, you know. A couple Sudafeds. But that's a really... Did you just moan? Are you in pain?
No.
Did we just set her up on a morphine drip over here?
Oh, Lord.
Bless her heart.
It.
She's like,
she got excited.
Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. Hot Rods and Happy Hour live from the hospital. Hey, we're in the ER, which is the funny thing is I have been in the ER with Breezy before, which is even crazier.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, Lord.
But. You know what? We're family, and that's how we roll.
That's it.
That's right.
That's it.
We go to the ER
together.
That's right. Usually because the accident all happened with us. That's usually why. Like, we're witnesses. We kind of have to be there, you know, or accomplices or whatever. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? We're there. It's family.
Yeah.
It's what it is. That's what it's all about.
You're trying to kill me.
We ain't trying to kill you. We ain't trying to kill you. All you're going to do is haunt everybody anyway. You already told us that. Yeah, I mean, of course, again, I guess you can't spread germs from the other side, so it's probably a plus. You know what I'm saying? I never heard of a ghost with pneumonia, but...
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
That's better than polio, I guess. So, you know, I mean, do you think that the collector car hobby really needs to do something to pursue this? Like a database, maybe?
Huh, that's a novel idea.
You know what I'm saying?
Database, where you can plug in like a VIN.
Exactly. But for 10-digit VIN. Or for older cars, for vintage cars, where you could register your car.
It would be harder.
That's a pretty good idea.
I think it'd be a phenomenal idea. Now, I mean, granted, it'd be a big, I mean, it's a big undertaking to do anything like that. But I think it would be a phenomenal one.
It would be a little harder than it would with current cars because they didn't track things.
No, they didn't. They didn't keep really good records by then.
I think the best thing you can do is just up your insurance. I mean, that's the main thing. And store your car. I mean, yeah, a hotel parking lot is a hotel parking lot, but, you know, at your house, lock it off.
If you hang out at shady hotels, Professor.
No, you're fine at the shady hotels.
It's the upscale ones you got to worry about.
Yeah, they talk about Ramada and Marriott. Ain't nobody said nothing about the Days Inn. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, kind of large.
Motel 6. That's right. They leave the light on. Ain't nobody going to mess with that place. Oh, man. Guys, I tell you what, I ain't going to mess with. I ain't going to mess with Breezy because she's sick and got germs no more. It's like it's not even funny anymore. Like, you know, it's just like poking like with a stick over here because I don't want germs. And she just rolled her eye. If looks could kill, I'd be flopping. Guys, I hope you had a great time. Thanks for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.